Hello, people. Solo Man here. And it's another day and another loud sounds of femons moaning and nagging and shaming men everywhere, and that we should step up to the plate. But it's pretty obvious that femons just don't like men. We're obviously not compatible to the femons. And their whinging about men has been going on for over 50-some years, or actually, probably more. And it just seems to be getting louder. And generally speaking, a lot of men have tried to appease femons. Hell, some men I know spent their whole lives trying to appease their wife. But to no avail, I'm afraid. Femons seem to blame everything on men and take no responsibility for their own actions. So my advice to you men out there and young men is to stop trying to appease the femons. It's pretty obvious they're never going to be happy anyway. So if men are so goddamn bad, then why don't the femons just get on with their lives without us? I mean, they don't need no man and they're all independent and everything. But of course, if they screw up, then they got nobody to blame except themselves, and they can't have that. Of course, it's pretty hard to get away from their moaning and their shaming, and how bad men are. It's all in the news, the media. But it's funny because most men are still just carrying on with their lives anyway. This is how adaptable men are. Oh, of course, you get the odd man that is a bit of a simp and believes he's just no good. And the femons are all entitled queens. But I think most of us see the truth. Femons just love something to moan about. And I guess belittling men and boys makes femons feel more entitled. So they don't have to look inward at the complete mess that most femons have become. Outwardly and inwardly. So when a femon starts moaning and whining at you, just walk away. Because in reality, generally men don't need femons. But femons need men. If for nothing else, for somebody to blame for their screw-ups. And of course, validation. And if you think about it, it's the femons that are chasing males. Even though males are useless people. They go to the gyms, don't they, to look for men. They got into the gaming industry because men were there. They've even gone to man's safe spaces and destroyed them. But men are getting fed up of these loud, obnoxious femons stuck in their faces everywhere and are finding new things to do without femons. And a lot of femons are finding it hard to find men now. You'd think that would make them happy because men are terrible people anyway. Nope. They're even moaning that they can't find a man now. So don't bother trying to appease femons anymore, guys, because you'll never be able to. So stop trying, and you'll have a far better life in doing so. Oh yeah, guys, get ready for the victimhood year. As we know, us men, femons love to play the victim, especially when they're really the perpetrator. But this victimhood is gonna get worse this year. They'll go back 20, 30 years. Of course, there's generally going to be no proof. But that doesn't matter, does it, to them? Actually, I'm a victim as well. Although it's devastating to me, I'll try and recount it for you. I was probably about maybe 18, maybe 19 even. I spent the whole evening with this femon, buying her drinks, trying to get to know her, trying to be funny for her. And I thought maybe she'll let me walk her home at the end of the evening. But then all the lights came on in this club that we were in, which signified they were closing. And a male came out of nowhere, embraced the femon, and they both walked off together. And I've never really recovered from that. You see, we all can be victims if we really want to talk about it. But that's my thoughts for today. You take it easy, fellas.
Well, Mr. Lond, this looks like where we part ways. You've been a good adversary. However, very predictable.
You'll be dead soon, Zon.
But everything comes to an end.
Thank you. Thank you for the nose lasers, Q. Bet you never saw that one coming.
James, I didn't think you'd survive that one.
I always survive. And if you think this video's gonna end with me shagging you, that isn't gonna happen.
Why is that?
'Cause you're butt ugly.
Oh,
she is.
Just follow the script.
Anybody got a martini? Shaken, not stirred.